But like we have a thing, like we always come back to love as quickly as we can. Like that's our focus. Like come back to, like as soon as we can get back to love,
okay.
Like we're both always wanting to come back there. And I think that's what makes it work. Even if we don't always have the skills to do it, like straight away, we get better and better and we always end up back there.
Welcome to Betty Bites, a decidedly delicious, short and sweet mind snack for your brain to chew on. I've gone back into the Betty library and pulled out my favorite Betty sound bites, a recipe, you might say. It's bits of wisdom, sprinkles of knowledge, and a dash of dry humor for you to do and be better. One of my goals this year is to make it my best year ever with my skin. And one of the ways that I'm doing that is with the Boncharge Red Light Neck and Chest Mask. Wrinkles, acne, scarring, skin roughness, loss of collagen and elastin happen in the face and in the neck and the décolletage area on our chest where the skin is very thin and susceptible to skin damage. I think at this point we're all pretty good about putting sunscreen on our face, but so many of us miss the neck and the chest area too. I use the Boncharge neck and chest mask daily for about 10 minutes in the morning while I'm checking emails. Their red and near infrared light waves together penetrate up to 5 to 10 centimeters below the skin surface. The red light reaches the skin's top layers and the NIR light targets the deeper tissues without UV exposure. And that's going to help reduce the fine lines, wrinkles, and to help ramp up collagen and elastin production. So I want you to head over and have your best skin with me this year. Go to boncharge.com/better. That's BETTER. And use the discount code BETTER at checkout. And that's going to give you 15% off your entire cart. Transform your health and fitness with the Carol Bike, the smartest, most effective exercise backed by science. You can experience unparalleled results in just a minimum of 15 minutes per week, per week, thanks to AI personalized workouts tailored to your age and your fitness level. You will increase fat loss, train up your strength and your speed, and have better energy, something that every woman, including myself, absolutely covets. I always say that women are the original biohackers. If there's a way for us to feel better and look better, we are all over it. Carol Bike, in my opinion, is one of the best pieces of cardio equipment that you can invest in. Studies prove that Carol helps you achieve a 12% increase in cardio fitness, lowers the risk of type 2 diabetes by 62%, and reduces blood pressure by 5% in as little as 8 weeks. Begin your transformation with the Carol Bike today and enjoy $100 off using the promo code BETTER for our beautiful Better Podcast listeners. That's BETTER. All you have to do is visit carolbike.com.
You know, this is the first relationship I've been where my partner is very clear, like, here's how I need you to be when blah, blah, blah. And, you know, I realized that my preferences don't matter as much as her happiness. And, you know, if there's something really important, then I might, you know, say something, but most of the time, like, it's insignificant compared to her happiness. And so when something comes up, I'm like yesterday it was, you know, I could have gotten, oh, she's being rich, she's upset, she's not fun to be around, annoying, like whatever. I'm like, oh, I'm going to go buy a bunch of stuff that's going to make her smile. And it was like a fun game and not take anything personally and just trust. And she's also taught me that, and I don't think most people are like this, so it may be harder for other couples, but she's completely emotionally self-accountable and self-correcting. So it's kind of rare, but it just gives me an opportunity to relax and not panic if she's like gets in a weird space, and just give her a minute. And sometimes it's just a minute, sometimes it's a night. But like, I just trust her 100% and trust our relationship. So I feel like that's a really powerful.
That took a lot of communication. I think, you know, I always joke that we spend the first 6 months communicating about communication. Like, we used to learn each other's languages, and like the way that Mark would respond to conflict or triggering, for instance, is he just wants to like hash it out, like right there and then. He'll spend like 6 hours in the emotion going round.
Whereas
my style is to be like, oh, I am being triggered.
Yes.
very angry.
I am incredibly bullish on sauna as a therapy for recovery, heart health, and overall aging well. I personally decided on an infrared sauna from Sunlighten because of the range of far wavelengths and near infrared wavelengths that it offers. Saunas help with detoxification and rejuvenation to rid your body of toxins. It helps with heart health by improving circulation, reducing blood pressure, and helping keep the arteries supple. It helps with muscle recovery by easing the tension and soreness to recover faster. And of course, stress reduction. With the warmth and the relaxation of sitting in a sauna, it's crucial for hormonal balance and achieving a state of well-being necessary for a strong physique and a strong mind. If you visit sunlighten.com/better and use code better to get a discount, that is sunlighten, sunlighten.com/better, and use code better at checkout.
I need to go and take some time to process my emotion, figure out what's real, what's not real, and then come back and present it when I'm not all wound up, which then he used to feel was like an abandonment or like a withdrawal, right? So we had to figure out how to build a bridge between us so that he understands that if I need a moment to go figure it out, it's not because I'm running or withdrawing, it's because I want to come back with a really open heart and a clean space so we can really like deal and heal with whatever it is, yeah, right?
Which also doesn't bite. Rarely, she doesn't externalize like the reason for her being upset. So like,
she's never
like. So you're not blaming, yeah.
Or blaming,
it's
or
always yourself.
But she doesn't like, you know, and that's like super powerful.
Been saying that, I also think we're pretty good. You know, like we've both our lives have been radically transformed since we got together. That was just part of, you know, what needed to happen for us. And I think, you know, we also hold each other accountable. Like I think both of us had some suboptimal behaviors and some triggers that we had to work through together. And so learning, you know, when to support your partner and give them space, but also learning when to like, be like, that's actually not okay and have a boundary and ask them to be accountable for their behavior is also part of it. You know, so I think there's a dance there and like, we don't always get right. Like it gets pretty, it can be a bit weird sometimes, but like we've always said, like we always come back to love as quickly as we can. Like that's our focus. Like come back to, like as soon as we can get back to love, okay, like we're both always wanting to come back there. And I think that's what makes it work. Even if we don't always have the skills to do it, like straight away, we get better and better and we always end up back there.
Yeah.
Yeah. We call that protecting the bubble.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And I think that's it's foundational. And trusting that your partner's in that with you.
I mean, it's almost like instead of asking, what do I need? It's what does the relationship need?
Yes.
Yeah.
You know.
And we're also lucky, like we ask people for help. So we have a lot of people in our life that we go to. We have, you know, coaches and like friends who, if we're struggling with something, like one of Mark's best friends is a life coach. He's worked with him 6, 7, or 8 years now. Mm. And like if he's really not owning it, he's like in his cycle and I can't quite, I call her and I'm like, well,
I will
call her in and she will do it with us, right? Or like if I'm having a crazy emotional reaction to something and I go, you know what, there's something I believe here and this is mine. And so I'll go work with Shelly Lefko, who's my belief coach, and I'll go work with her to work on whatever it is that I'm believing that's creating my friction, right? So, and if I notice a belief in Mark, I'm like, you need to go handle it. So we also, we get that like we don't have all the answers. I think all couples should exist within like a network of support and people who know you and love you and who you can speak to. Because most of us now are so isolated. Like a couple is a little isolated world and it's very hard to do it just like the two of you, you know?
Yeah. So sometimes we need to go to the emotional emergency
room. Yeah, we get to the
emotional emergency room. I love that. All right, Betties, if you found that little snippet whet your appetite and you are looking for more, you can go to our show notes for this episode. And in the show notes, we will have a link for you to click on and it will bring you to the full, robust, juicy conversation.